Please tell your neighbor and say, neighbor, welcome to the presence of the Lord. Today is a special day that we are celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior. And I pray for you that from this day and henceforth, no more death. No more death. No more death. No more semblance of death in your life, in your home, in your career, in your business, in your finances, in the life of your children, in everything that concerns you. It shall be life, eternal life, abundant life, everlasting life, and so shall it be. Go ahead and celebrate the Lord again. Celebrate Him. Amen. Let's read the scripture. Matthew chapter 28. The power of His resurrection. Matthew chapter 28. I'll read from verse 1 to verse 7. Matthew chapter 28. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake. Let someone say earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from where? From heaven, and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not. Someone say, fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. For I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. Which was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, as he has said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. Behold, he go before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, Easter is an important and symbolic period in the history of Christianity. An important and symbolic period in the history of Christianity. We remember last week we talked about the fact that the same people in Matthew, if you go to chapter 21, verse 7 to 9, the same crowd, the same multitude that welcomed Jesus, amen, into Jerusalem, laying down their cloths and, you know, palms. A couple of days later were the same people that cried, crucify him. The same set of people. Not many days after that they welcomed him, they were the same set of people that cried that he should be crucified. Beloved, this is what I want us to know. When we are talking about Easter, it's a time of sober reflection. It's a time for us to think. It's a time for us to examine ourselves, to understand that why am I still alive to witness another Easter? It's not about Easter egg. Easter bunny. And there's nothing wrong with those. Praise God. Praise God. But God wants you and I to make our life count. Because there was a man in the scripture called Joseph of Arimathea in chapter 27 of that Matthew from verse 57. This man knew I have a purpose. A man of influence. He went to go and ask for the body of Jesus. Amen. I must do something. My own purpose is to make sure the body of Jesus get a dignified burial. Amen. If you read 27 from 57. And he laid Jesus. The Bible says he was a rich man. Do you know that it's not a sin to be rich? Because God wants you to be a man of influence and affluence in the kingdom. Hello? Oh, some of us think that wealth will make you to miss the kingdom of God. But this man knew his purpose. A rich man. If he was not an influential man, do you think he would go and meet the powers that be? They would not even give him any audience. You have a purpose in life, beloved. You have a plan that heaven has charted for you. This Easter, I want you to reflect and know that I'm here for a purpose. Look at verse 58. You are here for a purpose. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. And Pilate delivered, he commanded the body to be delivered to him. And what happened? He took care of that body, wrapped it clean, and put it in a new sepulcher, in a new grave that no one has ever been laid. Hallelujah. And that poses another problem for the women. When they were coming to the grave, to the sepulcher, they were worried. Who is going to roll away this stone? But the Bible says there was an earthquake. Let someone say earthquake. 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 Everything that is not of God in your life this season will receive divine earthquake. Amen. So that they can be shaken. Amen. Praise God. There was an earthquake. And the angel of the Lord rolled away the stone. Every stone that has kept you in the grave, kept your career, your health, your business in the grave, they shall be rolled away today. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I said they shall be rolled away today. In the name of Jesus. But the reason why these women came to the sepulcher was because they seek Jesus. Who are you seeking this season? I said, who are you seeking this season? Because when you seek him, you will find him. When you seek him, you will find him. Beloved, we heard over the weekend on Friday, the man of God told us that there is the power of his resurrection. And that power is not only available during Easter. Hello? Where is that power? In you. In me. There is a power that heaven has made available because Jesus paid the price. And that power is in you, is in me. That power is available for all believers at all times. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There is power to live in Christ, for Christ, to impact your world, to impact your generation. I'm here to let someone know. Let's read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 and verse 6. I'm here to let someone know that you need to make your life count. Praise God. He says, even when we were dead in sin, at quickening us together with who? With Christ. For by grace we are saved. Look at verse 6. You have been saved by grace. Not only that, you are now being raised up together and made to sit where? Where? In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You have been made to sit in the place of power. Hello? You are not without power. You cannot be made to sit in the heavenly places if you don't have the power. The power of his resurrection. Brethren, you see, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. Do you know that was the same power that incapacitated the soldiers that were guiding? The Bible says they became as dead men. They were not dead, right? But they were incapacitated. I pray for someone. Every watchman that has been set over your destiny. There are powers that be, that are set men over people's destiny to make sure that you did not come out alive, that you did not make progress in life. The power of heaven will incapacitate them. Amen. The funny thing is this, they did not die, they were incapacitated. They saw all that was happening, but they could not do anything. The power is in you. The power is in me. And before we pray, let me ask us this question. Why did Jesus have to resurrect? Why did he have to resurrect? Why did he have to resurrect? Amen. Hallelujah. Number one. To complete the work of salvation. Amen. To do what? To complete the work of salvation. If you look at that Ephesians again, that verse 6, if Jesus did not resurrect, you and I will not be raised up together and made to sit where? In the heavenly places. In hallelujah. In Christ Jesus. His resurrection completed the work of salvation. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 and 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. You and I, we are saved today, not by our power, not by our works, but Jesus went to the cross. And the scripture says, I delivered unto you first of all that which also I received, how that Christ died for whose sins? According to the scripture. He died for our sins. He was buried. And he did stay there. He rose again. The third day, according to the scriptures. Go down to verse 13. Of that 1 Corinthians. He rose from the dead. So if he did not, if there is no resurrection, if Christ has no risen, there will be no salvation. Look at verse 14. If Christ has no risen, we will not be able to preach the gospel. If there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. There will be no need to meet. There will be no need to talk about salvation. You and I receive the completeness of the work of salvation because Jesus is alive. He's risen. He's no longer in the grave. Why did he have to resurrect? Number two, in order to give us hope of eternal life. If only in this world we have hope, we are of all men most miserable. We have hope of eternal life. Go down to verse 51 of that 1 Corinthians 15. Go down to verse 51. There is hope of eternal life that when we get to heaven, we know that this world, he said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall what? Be changed. 52. How can you and I be changed? The power of his resurrection. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the trumpet will sound, beloved, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. There is hope of eternal life because of his resurrection. There is hope of heaven because of his resurrection. Beloved, we have hope. In the book of John, chapter 17, from verse 1, we have hope in Christ. And this is the word of the Lord. You see, Jesus speaks this word. And the Bible says he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy son, that thy son also may glorify thee. Verse 2. Without the hope of salvation, you and I, he says, we will not be able to receive that power. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give what? To how many? To as many as thou hast given him. You have eternal life. Tell your neighbor, you have eternal life. Because Jesus paid the price. The Father gave him power, and he transferred that power to us through his resurrection. Look at verse 3. You have the power in you. The power of his resurrection. And he says, this is that life eternal, that they might know him, the only true God, and Jesus, whom thou hast sent. Please ask your neighbor again, do you know him? The two Mary came to the sepulchre because they were looking and seeking for Jesus. Who are you seeking for? I don't want this season to just be a season of celebration. And it's Easter. And then after Easter, you forget the manner of person you are ordained to be. I want you to seek him every day of your life. Praise God. Why did Jesus have to resurrect? I say, number one, to give us what? To complete the work of salvation. Number two, to give us hope of eternal life. And number three, in order for you and I to experience and demonstrate the power of his resurrection. Because if he did not give us an example by his resurrection, we will not be able to believe in resurrection. We will not be able to hope in resurrection. We will not be able to understand the power of his resurrection. In Ephesians chapter 3, from verse 9 and verse 10. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9 and verse 10. You see, when he raised us up, hallelujah, chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 2 was the one we read earlier, 5 and 6. That was where he said he raised us up and has made us to sit together with him in heavenly places. If you now go to Philippians, he says, being found in him, not having my own righteousness. The righteousness that we have has been imputed upon us through the blood that Jesus shed. He said, which is of the law. But that which is through the faith of Christ is what we're talking about. He said, the righteousness which is of God. By what? By what? You don't have to work for it. Someone already paid the price. In verse 10. Someone paid the price. You don't have to work for it. He says, now I want you to know him. Because if you don't know him, you cannot know the power of his resurrection. That I may know him and that power. There is the knowing. And when you know him, the power will follow. If Jesus had not resurrected, we will not be able to experience the power of his resurrection. And we will not be able to demonstrate that power. Because that power is in you. That power is in me. Let me give us one more, and then we'll pray. Why did Jesus have to resurrect? To empower us for service. Because without power, you cannot fulfill the mandate. And when we're talking about power, there are diverse areas that this power, we talk about Joseph of Arimathea. God empowered him to make wealth in order to go to Pilate and say, Pilate, I need the body of Jesus. The power to get wealth is from who? It's from the Lord. Not your 9-to-5 paycheck. Praise God. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Acts 1, 8. What will happen when you receive power? The Holy Ghost will come upon you. You will be able to fulfill, to do your own witness. You see, our witnessing is totally different. What am I doing now? Witnessing, right? Preaching. But the way God wants you to do your own witness may be different from mine. But you need power. Tell your neighbor, you need power. To be relevant in the kingdom. To be relevant in this world. You need power. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. We read it last Sunday. Galatians 2, 20. Beloved, when you know you carry something, then you will live in the consciousness of the person who is in you. Apostle Paul says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but not I. It is Christ that lives in me. And the life that I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Jesus had to resurrect in order to give us power to serve. To serve our world. And so this season of Easter, I want you to serve someone. Amen. Because Jesus has paid the price on your behalf. He has paid the price on your behalf. He has paid the price on your behalf. In John chapter 17, verse 15. John chapter 17, from verse 15. You need to serve your world. And that's why Jesus said, when he was talking to the Father, I pray not that you would take them out of this world. But that you should keep them from what? From evil. Verse 16. Why must you be kept? Amen. Verse 16. You are not of this world. Jesus said, as he is also not of this world. Look at verse 17. Why am I here? He says, sanctify them through thy truth. The word of God is the truth. And it is the word of God that you need to share with this world. The message of Easter is the message of truth. The world needs to know the truth about the one that saved you. The one that I believe in. And that's why Jesus told Martha in that John 11, 25. I am the resurrection. I am the life. The resurrection and life is in you. All you need to do is believe. And do I have any believer in the house? I said, do I have any believer in the house? Because that power is available. Not only for the pastors, we were told on Friday. It's not only for those who are serving at the pulpit. And so let me ask us again, Philippians 3:10, that I may know him. Do you know him? If you have not given your life to Christ, you have a wonderful opportunity. Beloved, let me say this. The life that we live must count for something. Hello? I said the life that we live in this world must count for something. And so, if you want to be relevant, then you need to know him who has all influence to make you relevant. Are we together? So please, let's rise up. We're going to pray. Now, some of us, your prayer will be the prayer of salvation. If you don't know him, if you have not given your life to Christ, I want you to pray and ask him today. On this special day, I want to give my life to you. Come into my life. Come in today and come in to stay. But if you have known him, and you want to know the power of his resurrection, your own prayer would be that God will fill you afresh and anew. Beloved, I don't want you to take this period, this time, for granted. Because your future depends on it. For Christ shall come. It's just a matter of time. But what will your life count for, even before Christ comes? Will you be relevant in the scale of heaven? What will be said of you? What will be said of me? When the roll is called, what would be written concerning you? We're talking about our Lord Jesus Christ. His life meant something. And we are all alive today because of his sacrifice. What will your life count for? Please, I want you to reflect and ask Jesus to help you, that you may know him not only this season, but every day of your life. That you may know the power of his resurrection in every area of your life. You cannot go through this world without power. Because the world is full of habitation of cruelty. Psalm 74 verse 10. This world is full of habitation of cruelty. You can see even in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. He was dead and they still put soldiers by his tomb so that the disciples would not come and take his body. This world is full of the habitation of cruelty. You need power. And you cannot have this power to influence and dominate your world if you don't have Christ in you. Please pray for yourself. Empower me, O God, that I may live to fulfill my mandate in life. In the name of Jesus. Father, we want to thank you. Father, we want to give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Oh, for the atoning work that Jesus completed on the cross of Calvary. The power of sin is broken. Oh, we have perfect liberty in Christ Jesus. In Christ alone. Through him, we have access to the Father. Oh, we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord. I ask for every of my hearers today, as many of them who are saying, Lord Jesus, come into my life today. I pray you will save their soul. You accept them into the beloved. In the name of Jesus. And for as many of us who are already a child of the Most High, but we have not been walking in that realization. On a day like this, Father, I pray you will quicken our hearts. In the name of Jesus. And I'm asking, Lord, our world is in the need of the Prince of Peace. I'm asking, Lord Jesus, let your peace reign. Amen. In every regions of the world, let your peace rule. By your peace, put an end to every form of death. In the name of Jesus. I speak to every form of spiritual deadness in someone's womb. Hear the word of the living God. In the Catalia, bravo, Sulimas and the brat to lose Candalia. It is written, the angels told the two Marys, he is not here, for he is risen. The power that has kept you barren is broken.
Amen.
It's broken.
Amen.
According to the time of life, by this time next year, you will embrace your son. Only pray getunde musetelia baunde ketarula bosha katalia. I speak to the foundation of someone. Every power that has connived, come together, associated together to hinder your progress. Based on your foundation, based on your foundation. By the power of his resurrection, I scatter such power.
Amen.
I disassociated you from that covenant.
Amen.
And I establish a new covenant on your behalf.
Amen.
Established by the blood of Jesus. There's a young man here. Malia broche katalia. Balila lila bruce cantabolia. By the power of his resurrection, your brightness and your glory is coming out now.
Amen.
It's coming out now.
Amen.
It's coming out now.
Amen.
You will no longer be hidden.
Amen.
You will no longer be hidden.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. We appreciate you. We honor you. In Jesus' name, we are praying. And amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
I want you to celebrate him. Celebrate the one who has given you life. Eternal life. Abundant life. Life without measure. The one who has empowered you. The one who has empowered you. The one who has commissioned you to go and live in victory.